So just again, maybe sticking a little bit with the issue of upfront therapy of ALL, what about the issue of selection of chemotherapy and particularly the idea that, of course, you've done so much work on pediatric inspired type regimens. How do you sort of think that through and how old will you consider a patient? 70 seems like a little bit old to even think about it, but you tell me.
Well, you're asking me really great questions that I struggle with every day. One of the things that I wonder about, and I agree that 70 is getting up there in terms of considering one of these regimens front line. On the other hand, I think the major toxicity of these regimens has to do largely, not exclusively by any means, with modulating both the steroids and the asparaginase. And I think that there's a lot of room for improvement there. And one of the things that is slowly being introduced, at least in pilot studies, is targeting the dose of asparaginase using lower doses and measuring asparaginase levels, and also using pulse steroids rather than continuous steroids. And that's been done quite a lot in the older population. It seems to be better tolerated in terms of less toxicity, sepsis, and prolonged bad hyperglycemia. Pancreatitis. So I think it seems to be better tolerated. The issue of the asparaginase is a really tricky one and one that really needs more investigation. So I'd be too cavalier to say, yes, it can be done, but I believe that there's room for improvement. And we've done some much lower dosing of asparaginase in older adults, not up to the age of 70, with targeting the level and adjusting the dose accordingly. And it seems to be better tolerated, but I don't have enough data. And these are small prospective studies that are being done at a couple of places.
So it seems like, maybe if this patient had come to you or came to you today, that trial certainly would be a great option. But let's just say the trial wasn't an option. Best estimate, what do you think the patient would have been treated with in your hands?
Well, there's also another trial that is open in the U.S. intergroup, starting at the age of 40, with a more standard regimen, not a hyper-CVAD regimen, but an asparaginase-containing regimen with dose modifications for older adults. It's the U.S. intergroup study, and that's probably the study I would have enrolled this patient on. That study is testing blinatumomab, actually also frontline, but not as a single agent in the setting of minimal residual disease.
So that also sounds like a great option, but let's say that that's not the option. Outside of trial, what do you think you would have done?
Right. Well, I think what I would have done outside of a trial is I would have done a dose modification of a standard ALL regimen. And I think that that can result in high response rates, high remission rates. The issue, of course, with older adults is the problem with relapse, just like it is in the younger adults, with higher toxicity rates. So the survival in older adults with precursor B-ALL has been very poor, overall less than 20% long-term survival. And so I really do think that despite the fact that we treat these patients in the community because of these poor responses as much as possible, it should be appropriate, it would be appropriate to enroll them on national trials that are available at community centers, actually, if you have the research mechanism to do so. And many of these larger community oncology groups actually are set up to do clinical trial work.
I mean, in a way, for a disease like ALL, you got to be if you want to give standard of care. I mean, these two trials to me sound like better than anything you could do in, outside a trial.
I agree. And I think that as we're moving forward, there's some very fascinating ideas percolating about combining some of these novel antibodies together or in sequence to treat older adults, which really might make a huge difference.